weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
This weekend at the American Cemetery at Madingley is the Faces of Cambridge project. It comes to fruition in the 60th anniversary year of the cemetery's opening. And with me to talk a little bit about that is Tracy Haylock, who's described as the cemetery associate at the memorial. Hello, Tracy. Thank you for coming in.
That's okay. You're welcome. Good afternoon.
One thing, just as a total aside before we get underway, is when I was looking things up, I saw the cemetery described as being in Coton. This is one of these postal address things where it's kind of it's kind of the post office think it's in a different place to what an Ordnance Survey map does.
Yes, you're exactly right. It's actually just literally on the outskirts of Madingley, but they always say it's in Coton because it's sort of on the main road. It's sandwiched between the two villages.
Yeah, strange. I was, you know, perceived as being in Madingley whenever I passed. Now we mentioned that the project is this weekend, but effectively you've been working on this for quite some time.
Yes, Memorial Day last year, which always falls on the UK bank holiday at the end of May, we have a service at the cemetery. And what we did last year was we put up two photographs against the headstones just to see what sort of interest that would spark. And to our surprise, quite a few people were taking photographs of these two young men that we've put the photographs out for. So then my colleague and I, Les and myself, we had this wonderful idea. We thought it would be absolutely brilliant to mark the 75th anniversary of the Friendly Invasion and the Americans coming over here to Britain during World War II. We would actually try and find as many photographs to the headstones and along the wall of the missing as we possibly could. We've got 3,812 actual burials and we have 5,127 on the wall of the missing. We had 700 photographs ourselves because we do lots of research. But then what we did is we actually put out an appeal to see if we could find more photographs. The Bomb Group associations that have museums in East Anglia, other associations, and then the news got to America, and there's a lady in America by the name of Terry Hirsch. She has been absolutely instrumental in helping us find the photographs.
That's a tremendous effort. I guess it's almost a case of each new one you add is more difficult to a certain extent, because presumably you had some in your archive to start off with, but then to increase the numbers as you've done must have been a real challenge, even with the help.
It was a real challenge because we've actually been printing these photographs virtually every day since June last year, and we now have just over 4,000 photographs. So that's a fraction over 50% of the young men and women, because people don't realise there are women buried over at the cemetery and on the wall of the missing. So we're absolutely astounded. It really has been an emotional roller coaster, because it's not until you start printing off these photographs and looking at these young men and women's faces that you realise the enormity of the losses and how young they actually were.
Because that's the first thing, you know, first glance. And I know you brought a couple of the photographs in with you. There's a very, very young man there in a military uniform. That one must have been in the Navy, or
he was. His name was Jake Gambrow, and he was roughly 17, 18 years old, and he actually died in Exercise Tiger, which happened down in Devon. It was the Americans' Normandy invasion exercise on the 28th of April 1944. Unfortunately, over 700 Americans lost their lives on that one exercise alone, and we have nearly 100 buried in the cemetery and nearly 300 on the wall of the missing.
And the service men and women who were buried in the Madingley Cemetery, they're all Americans who died around Britain or over missions? How does that happen?
What happened was all the American servicemen and women that are memorialised at Cambridge actually died here in the UK, either training exercises, like you suggested, they'd go out on a mission. Sometimes there'd be 1,000 aircraft going out on one mission, and you've got 10 young men in an aircraft. They collide on takeoff, they go out to occupied Europe, and they come back with dead airmen on board. They died of natural illnesses, anything that you and I can die of today. But they all actually died here in the UK.
Mm. And presumably every year, and maybe particularly across Memorial Day, this on Monday it falls, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
The same day as what we must now call our late spring bank holiday.
Yes.
I want to call it Whitsun, but I'm not supposed to, because technically it isn't. You must get a tremendous amount of visitors from the United States coming over to trace and to visit their loved ones.
Yes, certainly.
Years gone by.
Certainly. I mean, this year, for example, we know we've got at least one veteran that's coming over. He's coming to pay his respects to, obviously, friends that he's got buried in the cemetery. We usually have roughly about 2,000 or so people actually come to Memorial Day, and they are from, obviously, from Britain, but we do get a lot of support. A lot of Americans do actually come over for the service as well.
Americans here, obviously, not just stationed locally at the time being, at least, at places like Lakenheath, Mildenhall, Molesworth, of course, as well. Plus, of course, you know, you walk around the city and you see American civilians as well, many of whom may well be the descendants of those buried in the cemetery.
Yes, that's right. We get lots of American tourists that come into the cemetery, and they like to look up on the database, or they ask us and they say, "Have you got anybody with my surname?" Just out of interest sometimes, just to see. We do get next of kin that's still come and
it's the whole tracing the family tree thing as well,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
From shows like Who Do You Think You Are, which I know there's a US version of that, which
yes. Is
no doubt encourages people too.
Absolutely. And when the next of kin come to the cemetery, we escort them out to the headstone, and we put sand in the headstone, and it makes the inscription stand out clearer, because the headstones are actually made of Italian Larsa marble, but the sand is actually from the Normandy beaches.
Oh, really?
And it makes it all that extra special, because that was the final objective of World War II, and the reason the Americans are actually here in Britain was to launch the offensive into Europe.
And are you expecting more visitors this year because of the anniversary?
We're hoping to. There seems to be more Americans. We've had a lot more next of kin over the last few months as well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we will see more American visitors to the cemetery.
And the pictures, they're actually going to be pinned, are they, on the headstones themselves?
Well, traditionally, the cemetery looks spectacular because there's a British flag and an American flag on every single headstone. But this year, placed at the front of the headstone is going to be a picture of the young man or woman that's actually there at that headstone, or down the wall of the missing. That's been quite a complicated project to do.
Are you having to laminate them in case we get some rain overnight, I guess?
Every single one of them has been laminated.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I did some laminating at the weekend, just some new things. This, I can show you for our travel maps on following the opening of the new station. Just doing three took me goodness knows how long to do, so I can empathise with you on that one. And on Monday, you've got the revival of the poppy drop, is that right?
Yes, what we're doing this Monday, to mark the 75th anniversary of the Friendly Invasion. Traditionally, back in the 1950s, and we believe the very early 60s, they used to drop sweet peas from an Avro Hansen aircraft over the cemetery. Obviously, once the jet aircraft were introduced, that could no longer happen. So what we're doing this year is we're actually going to do a poppy drop from two Piper Cub aircraft, and we're dropping 20,000 poppy petals over the cemetery.
Oh, man, absolutely spectacular sight. Can you tell me what time that's going to be?
The service starts at 11, and the poppy drop should be approximately 12 o'clock. The service usually lasts roughly an hour, and it is open to the public. Anyone can come along to the service, but we'd also like to see the public there over the weekend as well, just to take a stroll stroll through the cemetery and just have a look at the thousands of photographs that will actually be out on display.
Yeah, and can you get on, stupid question perhaps, can you get onto the cemetery at any time, or do you have particular opening hours that you need to restrict people to?
The opening hours are from 9 until 5.
Okay.
7 days a week.
That's good. And of course, throughout the year, of course. That's, yes. That's the important thing. It's, yep, not, it's not just this forthcoming Memorial
Absolutely,
weekend.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much. It sounds absolutely fascinating, and the stories, I'm sure, of many people who gave their lives for their country and quite frankly, for ours as well.
Absolutely, it's a legacy, and it's a very small thank you for the lives that we actually enjoy today.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. That's Tracy Haylock, who is the Cemetery Associate at the American Cemetery at Madingley. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you very much.